This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. It did not take long for Beijing to retaliate for the U.S. order that had shut down the Chinese consulate in Houston, Texas. China today told the United States to close the American consulate in the city of Chengdu, as relations between the world's two largest economies continue to unravel. The order to shutter the consulate in southwestern China's Sichuan province was seen as roughly reciprocal in terms of scale and impact to the action in Houston. The U.S. government had accused Chinese agents there of trying to steal medical and other research material. Beijing asked Washington to reconsider its order, but there was no pullback, and today's shutdown demand was the result. The Chinese Foreign Ministry in a statement said, quote, "The measure taken by China is a legitimate and necessary response to the unjustified act by the United States." Further, it said, "The current situation in Chinese-U.S. relations is not what China desires to see." Meanwhile, the U.S. says that Beijing's consulate in San Francisco is harboring a Chinese researcher accused of hiding her alleged role in the Communist Party's military wing on her visa application. Asian and European markets fell on the Chengdu announcement. The Shanghai Composite Index lost more than 3%. Shenzhen was off over 4%. In Europe, all the major exchanges are down. Here in the United States, Wall Street is poised to open with a sharp drop as the Dow Jones futures are off by 200 points. Prices yesterday lost about 1% of their value. Oil prices have edged higher today, supported by a weaker dollar, which slid to a 22-month low against a basket of currencies. In Israel, there were violent clashes between protesters and police overnight in Jerusalem. It was the latest demonstration of unhappiness with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, both for the corruption charges against him and his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Police used water cannons to break up the crowds of protesters, and there were dozens of arrests. Israel imposed a lockdown when the first COVID-19 cases appeared in March, but then moved to quickly reopen its economy in May, and the disease made a comeback. This is VOA News. A poll done by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research shows that 3 out of 4 Americans favor requiring the use of face masks outside their homes. It is a show of increasing alarm at how COVID-19 is spreading. The poll was done before President Donald Trump said he believed wearing face coverings was the patriotic thing to do. In a related development, Mr. Trump says he is dropping his plan to accept the GOP nomination for re-election in Jacksonville, bowing to warnings that Florida's surge of COVID cases would make a large-scale convention there too risky. There was no immediate word on what form the president's renomination speech would take. Florida has recorded nearly 390,000 coronavirus cases and over 5,500 deaths. It is among the hardest-hit American states in the current resurgence of cases across the South and West. Officials in California warn that its largest urban area, Los Angeles, could soon be shut down again. The United States yesterday, for the third straight day, recorded more than 1,100 COVID-19 fatalities. The number of confirmed infections has risen above 4 million in this country at a cost of 144,000 lives. Pandemic numbers worldwide, 15.5 million cases, and a death toll headed toward 634,000. Official figures just released show that the number of travelers arriving in the UK dropped by half in March, the first month in which COVID-19 seriously affected travel. There was a similar fall-off of British citizens going abroad. Britain's Office for National Statistics says the number of visits to Britain dropped to 1.4 million, 54% fewer than in March 2019, while the number of Britons traveling overseas fell by 50% to 3.2 million. The pandemic has cost almost 46,000 lives in Britain, with close to 300,000 cases. Reuters is reporting that the UK's home testing program for the coronavirus is falling well short of expectations. As of June 3rd, the most recent reporting date, only 62% of the kits were returned to labs. The department told Reuters it was consulting with leading behavioral science experts to help improve those return rates. Some medical officials question whether untrained people are capable of conducting a swab test to detect COVID-19 correctly. China's aviation regulator says the number of daily passenger flights has rebounded to about 80% of pre-COVID levels, suggesting further improvement in the aviation industry after the coronavirus pandemic shattered travel demand around the world. The report claims that daily transported air passenger numbers have recovered to nearly 70% of the levels seen last year. Lawyers from Meng Wanzhou, the chief financial officer of Huawei Technologies, have applied to a Canadian court seeking to put off proceedings for extradition to the United States. The attorneys allege the Trump administration was using their client as a bargaining chip in a trade dispute. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA. Wait, no.